بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى has mentioned in the Quran Majeed: O believers, remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا, in abundance. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given us this tongue. This tongue is a small organ, a small limb of the body. Like one person mentioned, jirmuhu saghir, its size is small. It's unlike the hand or the feet or the head. The size of the tongue is very small. But the sins that are caused through the tongue are very big, very grave. Jurmuhu kabir. And that is why many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned about controlling the zuban, controlling the tongue. Amlik alayka lisanak. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that one should control his tongue. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man samata naja, whoever remains silent, then he will gain salvation. In dunya also, we say things and we don't ponder and reflect before we blurt out those statements, and then we regret the next day. How often we make ghibat, we lie, we slander, we carry tales. All this, these evils are caused by the tongue. So ulama have mentioned, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi specifically has mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله, that a person's tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he should try and make the dhikr of Allah as frequently as possible. So much so that the tongue becomes wet all the time, saying Allah, Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. He's engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And he explains why. He says again, the tongue, if it is abused, if it is not used correctly, then there are big sins, huge sins caused through the tongue. And such sins, that man is very unmindful and negligent regarding those sins. Unlike the other limbs of the body, the hand, even though the hand is used sometimes to make some sin, person steals, Allah save us, person steals, he uses his hand to steal, but he doesn't do it so frequently because he is mindful of his limb, the hand, going towards haram. So even though he steals, he doesn't do it all the time. Unlike the tongue, which is so small in size, man becomes totally negligent regarding this tongue. And therefore, the entire day he is abusing the tongue, he is either swearing, cheating, he is lying, he is carrying tales, backbiting. And therefore, in another hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. That ghibat, backbiting, is more severe than zina. Not condoning zina in any way whatsoever, ma'adallah. But when a person commits zina, then immediately he feels embarrassed, ashamed of himself, and he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives him. But ghibat is such a thing that a person brings it on his tongue all the time, so he doesn't bother, he doesn't care. He treats it very, very insignificant, very light. And because he treats it very light, insignificant, petty, he fails to make tawbah, istighfar. So Hazrat Thani Ramadhan has mentioned that this tongue commits sins, and the person is unmindful, is negligent, that he is abusing this tongue, he is not making this good use of this tongue. So Allah has given us this tongue, therefore, to make the dhikr of Allah. And the person makes the dhikr of Allah, not only will he get a reward, but it will become a deterrent from ghibat, from slandering, carrying tales, and all the other evils of the tongue. This is the meaning of the hadith. لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. He says there are two faidas of this ibadat, of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one, it will bring you abundant reward. And number two, it will help you now to refrain from all those sins that are caused by the tongue, which are numerous, and a person becomes so negligent and unmindful of the consequences of the abuse of the tongue. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make the dhikr of Allah. And we mentioned many, many times now, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two types. One is with this tongue that we are making dhikr of Allah, Rabbul Izzat. We are saying Allah, Allah. The other one is with all our limbs, with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands, with our feet. We are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu muti'in lillah fahuwa dhakir. Every person who is obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he, in reality, he is regarded as al-dhakir, the one who is remembering Allah. So we use the tongue also to make the dhikr of Allah, and every limb of ours also is obedient to Allah, and that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dunya, a person is sick, he goes to the doctor. And when he listens to the orders and the instructions of the doctor, does he benefit the doctor or does he benefit himself? He benefits himself. The doctor gives him prescription, instruction, do this, don't do this, eat this, this is the medication you must take. So he's not benefiting the doctor if he abides by the instructions of the doctor. He's in fact benefiting himself. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us commandments, instructions, if we obey Allah's commandments, we are not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Allah is independent. Allah does not require any person's assistance or benefit whatsoever. Allah is totally independent. Allah is ghani. But when we listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you obey Allah's instructions, then in reality what happens? We benefit ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. We have come here to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn how to remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. These programs are so that we turn to Allah, we make the dhikr of Allah and learn. It is a tarbiyat, it's a ta'aleem how we should make the dhikr of Allah, so that when we in solitude, wherever we are in public, in at home, then we sit one side and we remember Allah Rabbul Izzat every morning, every evening, or whenever we can, and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that dhikrullah is such an easy thing, yet most of us totally ignore this great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is saqalatul qulub. It is a polish of the heart. It removes the filth that has accumulated in our heart. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, the malice, love of dunya, love of haram pleasures. So therefore when we say la ilaha, we are negating, we're making nafi. We're removing from the heart all these maladies of the heart. And we say, illallah, we fill in our heart the noor of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah. We must feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming into our hearts, Allah's love and muhabbat entering our hearts. And we take the name Allah, then we must ponder and reflect that every single thing in the world is saying Allah with us. The trees are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the wind that is blowing is saying Allah, the ocean and the seas are saying Allah, the sand particles are saying Allah, the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the earth is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, every single thing is saying Allah, so much so that even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. The beautiful month of Ramadan is now approaching. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very famous hadith, the very first hadith we see in Fazale Ramadan of Salman radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah had mentioned a very lengthy hadith. But there he had mentioned that in Ramadan, a person should increase the dhikr of kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and abundant istighfar. This is the wazifa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for us. The month of Ramadan, we say tilawat of Quran, and durood, and tawbah, istighfar, but specifically it mentioned, la ilaha illallah, and astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Simple. Inshallah, we start doing it from now, so the month of Ramadan, when it becomes easy for us. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. We say the Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما اے اللہ یو مد موس کائن موس لونگ اللہ اے اللہ دیر از نو ادر اللہ بیسائیڈ یو اے اللہ یو آر دا اونلی ون مائی اللہ یو آر انڈیپینڈنٹ مائی اللہ اے اللہ یو آر احد اینڈ صمد مائی اللہ اے اللہ یو آر سیلف سفیشینٹ مائی اللہ اے اللہ یو آر بے نیاز مائی اللہ اے اللہ یو آر فل آف پریز مائی اللہ All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. You are Khaliq as-samawati wal-ard. You are the creator of the asman and zameen, my Allah. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, my Allah. Every single particle is only in your control. It is solely in your control. You are qadir and qadir, my Allah. You are hakim and hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have showered so many favors upon us, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, may Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Islam, the ni'mat of this deen, the ni'mat of being the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give us a chance to make your dhikr, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the tilawat of the Yasin Sharif. Ya Allah, make it be a means, ya Allah, of removing the difficulties of every person who is suffering any type of difficulty. Allah, especially the marhumeen, ya Allah. Make it a means of their najat, may Allah. Make it be a means of their azab, ya Allah, being removed from the qabr, may Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are shifa, may Allah. Make it be a means of, all those who are sick, may Allah. Make it be a means of their shifa, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, may Allah. So many people have requested du'as, may Allah. Ya Allah, they're undergoing operations, may Allah. People have got cancer, may Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, may Allah. Through the barakat of the Yasin Sharif, may Allah. Ya Allah, in the durood and salam we recited upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through the barakat of dhikr we made, may Allah. Ya Allah, give all of them complete shifa, may Allah. Give them the sukoon and rahat and chain, may Allah. Remove our difficulties, may Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, ya Allah. Pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, whatever problem any ummati is suffering from, may Allah. Be it a financial problem, a domestic problem, a social problem, a spiritual problem, may Allah. Whatever it is, may Allah. Remove that bala, afat and musibat, may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us halawat of iman. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us istiqamat and steadfastness, may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with in this Mubarak days, may Allah. Especially the month of Ramadan, may Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such that we achieve the objective of Ramadan, may Allah. Give us a taqwa, may Allah. Right from the very first day of Ramadan, may Allah. Grant us the maqsood of Ramadan, may Allah. Give us a taqwa, may Allah. Give us that qurb and proximity and closeness and that bond with you, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it happen that Ramadan will come and go and we will be deprived of your forgiveness, may Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are shaqi in that month. Don't make us be amongst those people whom Rasulullah said, Ameen to the baddua of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said that Allah has sent me. And Allah said, that person who fails to seek Allah's forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, then such a person is cursed. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people. But make us be amongst those people who are being showered with your mercies of rahmat in the month of Ramadan. Anwarat and barakat of Ramadan. The maghfirat and rahmat of Ramadan. Ya Allah, our souls will be emancipated from the fire of Jahannam, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for protection from nafs and shaitan, may Allah. Nafs and shaitan is overpowering us, may Allah. We do not want to become slaves of nafs and shaitan. We want to become good people, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want to follow the Quran and Hadith and Sunnah and Shariat, may Allah. We want to become your true lovers, may Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, may Allah. Your name is so soothing to the heart, may Allah. It removes all our worries and sorrows and grief and hardships, may Allah. It removes our depression, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the momentous occasion, may Allah, in Jannat, may Allah, when you will remove that barrier and that veil and that curtain, and in the Jannatis will see you, may Allah. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, may Allah. Your sifat are so beautiful, may Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot imagine your beauty, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of Jannatul Firdaus, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small sin, may Allah. Forgive us completely for all the sins we committed, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in public, in privacy, in broad daylight, wherever we committed those gunas. Give us that himmat and courage now, may Allah. Give us that himmat, may Allah. Give us that courage to refrain from every type of ma'asiyat and zunub, may Allah. Don't make us disobey you, may Allah. Make us become among the sulaha, the saliheen, muttaqeen, may Allah. Ya Allah, we keep on reading the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Make us the sadiqeen, may Allah. Make us the muttaqeen. Make us the muqarrabeen. Make us the maqbooleen, bandaz, may Allah. یا اللہ ہم تو بہت کمزور ہیں، یا اللہ ہم تو نالائق ہیں، یا اللہ you are still favoring us my Allah، یا اللہ we commit so many sins but you still conceal those sins my Allah، you have never exposed us my Allah، you are Sattar، you are غفار الذنوب، Sattar Sattar العیوب my Allah، یا اللہ it is only out of your kindness my Allah، یا اللہ cover our faults my Allah، remove our faults my Allah، remove our sins my Allah، Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our rozi be asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, ya Allah, you be kind to them if they are living, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon them, my Allah. If they have left this world, my Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. So many people have lost their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, young children have lost their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give their parents maghfirat, my Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, all the marhumeen, especially of our friends and families, my, ya Allah, our mashayikh, my Allah. Give all the families sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah. Whatever needs we have, my Allah. We have raised our hands now, my Allah. Through your tawfiq, my Allah. Your fazr and your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know each person's desire, his wants, his needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarina idha da'uk. رحمان الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك فلا remove our difficulties remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله so many Ramadans have come and went my Allah and still the people in Syria Muslims in Syria are suffering my Allah the Syrians are suffering my Allah they have got no homes they've got no shelter besides the tents that have been pitched up for them, my Allah. They've hardly got any food, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have lost their families, my Allah. Masoom children have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon them, my Allah. Perhaps some person, Ameen, tonight, my Allah, you will listen to, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not questioning you in any way, my Allah. Wherever the ummah is suffering, in different countries, ya Allah, in African countries, wherever, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no water, they've got famine, they've got so much of problems. Remove the mushkilat of the ummah, my Allah. Unite the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, show the non-Muslims, ya Allah, the beauty of Islam, the light of Islam. Give the entire ummah hidayat, my Allah. Make us become the means of hidayat, my Allah. Accept us for the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. The effort that is taking place of da'wat and tabligh, the mehnat they are making, the gush and ta'aleem and ijtimaaz, accept it, my Allah. All those who are striving in your path, those who are going to go out in your path, especially in the month of Ramadan, accept the khuruj, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh and the khanqas, ya Allah, they are making effort, especially in the month of Ramadan, they will make effort, my Allah. Accept all the efforts, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, hifz classes, ya Allah, day and night, they engage in tilawat of Quran, and teaching and imparting your deed, my Allah. Accept the khidmat. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the kulnus of wa'is. Make them huffaz, qurra, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooliyin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, only you know when maut is written for us. Ya Allah, we are not ready, my Allah. Make us become prepared for maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we've got no hopes besides passing away in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, and being given burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the Hawdi Kothar water from Rasulullah's Mubarak hands. Make us into Jannat, ya Allah, without any hisab kitab. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our home be right next to his home in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our nasal, our progeny, our ulama, our mashayikh, our students, muta'alliqeen, musallis, ya Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every begin small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله make this Ramadan be a beautiful Ramadan better than any Ramadan that we experience, Ya Allah. Make it be full of ibadat and give us tawfiq of keeping rozas properly and reciting our Taraweeh Salah properly, my Allah. All the Huffazi Kiram, Ulama, wherever they are performing Taraweeh, make it be very asan, Ya Allah, and accept the tilawat and Taraweeh, my Allah. Make them read most beautifully, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your angels strong to listen to the tilawat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good akhlaq in the month of Ramadan especially. And even after the month of Ramadan, give us istiqamat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais tamanna, especially for the month of Ramadan. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.